Hi, it's Dave. So this morning, Tesla announced blowout Q3 delivery numbers. And in this video, I'm going to unpack the details and share what I think is the bigger picture and why this quarter was so significant. So let's take a look at the press release right here. And what we have here is production came out at 237,823 vehicles. Deliveries came out slightly higher at 241,300 vehicles. So this was a crazy, crazy quarter to show some blowout results. I'm going to explain why. So last quarter, you had Q2, and Tesla delivered about 201,000 vehicles and produced 206,000 vehicles. So we have almost a 20% jump quarter over quarter compared to last quarter. Now let's go back four quarters ago in Q3 of 2020. And what you'll see is deliveries back then was 139,000 vehicles. So we have a jump of 100,000 vehicles, right, in a single quarter year over year. And so if you look at the kind of the numbers, 240,000 vehicles in a single quarter, what that means is Tesla is approaching a 1 million vehicle annual run rate in terms of deliveries. And this is quite amazing for Tesla. If you look at hypercharts here, here you see the vehicles delivered over the past few years. If you look at just this past like four or five quarters, you'll see Tesla jumping from 139,000 vehicles per quarter, jumping all the way to 240,000 vehicles. You'll see a lot of the growth is the Model Y. Now this is super significant, I think, in different ways. First of all, these are Tesla's best numbers ever, and things are just getting started. So you have a 20% quarter over quarter increase. And this is without Austin factory online and without Berlin factory online. So these are two of Tesla's largest and most modern factories that are going to be coming online shortly. And this is what Tesla's done even without those two factories. Further, this is without the Model X, right? And with limited production of the Model S. Further, this is without any paid advertising. This is without, right, an EV tax credit in the US, which we might be getting. This is without Cybertruck, and this is without the next generation $25,000 vehicle platform. So Tesla is doing all of this, right, with limited factories and with a limited product lineup. All right, number two, this record quarter and blowout numbers is done with major global supply chain issues. So back in the beginning of September, Elon Musk wrote an email to Tesla employees, which was leaked. And he basically said that Tesla was suffering from extreme severe part shortages earlier in the quarter. And that meant that they had to build a lot of their cars with missing parts that needed to be added later. And he said he thanks all of the Tesla techs and contractors that helped add back the missing parts, often in very difficult conditions. And Elon also said early Q3 production was so challenging that we need to go super hardcore to make it up over the next 22 days to ensure a decent Q3 delivery number. We got to get it done. So based on this leaked email, right, what we see is early Q3 production was really, really limited or very challenging. They actually had to make cars without certain parts, and then they had to add in the parts later. And so this is extremely, extremely challenging and a very difficult quarter. Further, there was major chip shortages, and so Tesla, you know, likely had to create new software, get new suppliers, and the adeptness, right, the ability to change and to go with the flow and actually continue, right, to increase production while most automakers are pulling back production is extremely impressive. All right, number three. I think these Q3 blowout delivery numbers are going to actually lead to blowout Q3 earnings in a few weeks. Let's look at some rough projections here. So I'm going to go ahead and just briefly share, I think, the top line numbers. So with revenue, you're going to see a big jump. If you have an ASP of around $50,000 per vehicle, you're going to see automotive revenue probably at $12 billion or even slightly more. Now, 400 million regulatory credits, you're looking at, I think, an automotive gross margin of maybe 28 or 29%. Next, you add in Tesla Energy service revenues, you say you have $14 billion and you have a gross profit of $3.45 billion. If we add kind of operating expenses, let's up it a bit this quarter to $1.7 billion. Income from operations will be $1.75 billion. So this will, I think, be like Tesla's most profitable quarter by far. If you look at GAAP, would be $1.6 billion and non-GAAP income would be $2.1 billion. So this is a massive, massive beat, I think, for Q3 earnings. And this is what deliveries sets up. So overall, I think Tesla here is defying all odds. Many people said Tesla couldn't do it. Earlier on, people were saying Tesla's going to go bankrupt. The Model 3 is a fad. They can't expand their market share. And other makers would destroy Tesla. However, Tesla is defying all skeptics. They're fighting each week, each day, each month and quarter and year. And they're going for a higher mission, a more significant cause. And they're doing it by having better execution. Tesla is innovating on all the different parts, right, of the process. And when you put it all together, it's really adding up to a huge lead. Further, Tesla is moving forward nonstop toward artificial intelligence or machine learning. And they're kind of taking on this new role to steward technological change, even with robotics and potentially artificial general intelligence. Anyways, we have some questions going forward. Will analysts upgrade the stock? And I think, yeah, for Q3 earnings, right, they're going to have to boost their projections a bit. What will happen to the stock price? Well, it's anyone's guess, but if there is more buying pressure, because yeah, it does seem like Tesla is going to have record quarters going forward, because Q4 will likely be better than Q3. They're still ramping production on their vehicles. And then you've got Austin and Berlin and Cybertruck and all this new production and demand that's going to be coming online next year. And further, I think probably the biggest catalyst coming forward is the EV tax credit in the US. And if the US passes, right, a tax credit of at least $7,500 for electric vehicles, and it's fair, let's say, across all EV manufacturers, then I think this will be a huge, huge multi-year catalyst where Tesla can just sell as many cars, right, especially in the US, as they produce. Anyways, hope this video is helpful. If it was, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. Also, I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.